Glory to God. Amen. Tonight, for some reason, I have a series on fear, and I can't even get away with fear. The first time I preach is about how the vaccine of fear is the presence of God, and then I preach about fearless, and I talk about those three Hebrew boys who has that kind of tenacity and fearlessness in their spirit. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And you heard that, right? So praise be to God that I'll be able to continue on, but I will kind of like shift it to the right kind of fear. And so, and with the title of the Kingdom Culture in six verses. Wow. In six verses. How about that? That this kingdom that we preach, we don't just preach the gospel, but we preach the gospel of the kingdom. That's what Jesus told us. Amen? So here it is. First of all, I want to introduce you the type of fear again. I will not elaborate on it, but just kind of like brush to it. But before we do, I want you all to stand first because we want to make sure that this is highlighted because this is the word of God, right? And I'm from Texas. That's what we do in Texas. So raise up your Bible. If you don't have the Bible, then you have the cell phone. If you don't want to sacrifice the tree. And if you don't have the Bible and cell phone, then raise up your right hand. You have, right? Hallelujah. So say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I'll never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Say never, never, never. Say never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Before you sit down, turn to your neighbor and say, you look good, but I look better. Hallelujah. Amen. So there it is. All kinds of fear. All the phobos in Greek. Phobia, as you call it. Fear of heights, fear of flying, fear of spiders, fear of thunder and lightning, fear of being alone, fear of confined or crowded spaces, fear of blood, fear of water. Then there's also what I call fear of darkness. Fear of in-laws. Many of you are fear of in-laws, right? Fear of death is most common. That's why a lot of people take COVID, right? Vaccine. Because many people don't want to die. See? The fear of death. But Hebrews 2:14, you can look that out, that Jesus has set us free from that death because he overcome death. And mentioned about the fear of Virginian drivers too. Amen? And fear of the end of the world. Every time I go to the Philippines, Pastor Brad, I ask the Filipino, are you afraid of the end of the world? And you know, most Filipinos will say, yes, sir, we're afraid of the end of the world. Then coming from the Philippines to America, I asked the American, are you afraid of the end of the world? And they said, no. Amazingly, no. Because, hallelujah, Americans are afraid at the end of the month because of the bills. Hallelujah. And I mentioned to you also that Paul instructed Timothy that he should not be afraid. He was afraid because of the accusation and the bullying of the elders of the church in Corinth and different places that he went to. And so that spirit of fear can kind of grip Timothy. And so to the point that he was very ill or very sick. So Paul says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and sound mind. And John go on to say that perfect love casts out all fears, right? So what is the fear that I'm talking about as a shift tonight? It's a good fear, amen? The fear that is called the fear of the Lord. That's a good fear that God has given us. Of course, there's a lot of fears also that God has given us that gives us an instinct where we can react right away when somebody tries to grab a hold of you at the dark, or a snake jump out, and you just have to just kind of like, with that fear, you react quickly to avoid those circumstances or accidents, incidents that might harm you. Amen? So just like these two guys who was like, encounter a big bear at the forest. And so they run so fast. And the other guy says, why are you running? This bear can outrun us. That bear can run so fast. I'm not running because of the bear. I'm just running to outrun you. So, but then the story goes on to say that the bear finally caught up with one and caught up with him also. And sure enough, as the story goes, this bear is about to claw him and grab him. And then all of a sudden he asks a prayer saying, Lord, make this bear a Christian. And sure enough, at that slow motion moment, the bear paused with his claws for making. And then he said, Lord, thank you for making him a Christian. And the bear says, Lord, thank you for the food that I'm going to eat tonight in Jesus. So he got it too. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't help that. But praise be to God. But I owe you a testimony of my absence. On my birthday, I went to Las Vegas with my queen, Arlene, and we, as far as my birthday celebration, that's her kind of request that she not gamble, but be in Las Vegas, and along with that, visit Kelly and Pastor Ray for one weekend. But that came to become a trip and a mission as well, because Pastor Ray, as soon as he found out, he set us up to go to the reservation for 4 days, but I requested 3 days only. So the moment we came to Arizona on Thursday, we set to go right there in one of the reservation. And the reservation has their own government. The Navajo tribes has their own government that forbade them to meet as a church because of the tradition and anti-Christian government that they have, because they still have the mountains and tradition that they have to worship these idols and whatnot. So, but in spite of this church opened up his church, the pastor, but not many responded. There's a few people that came, just like this crowd right here. 200 people, right? Oh, no. So, but in any rate, that was a success in a sense, because they were blessed in such a way that for the first time they see a good-looking Filipino minister to them. So actually, they said that first time they have white, every time somebody come, it's white folks. Now I have a brown folks. So it's like, wow, that's cool. And they said they went to the Philippines also as a veteran, Vietnam veteran, and they told me about one of the tribes who spoke Navajo dialect as well for his grandfather who went there during that war. So it's amazing that they really have embraced our presence and all that, welcome us. And then the next one, this one, the first one was a real church, and the second one was behind a house with a tarp, and that's their church. And my expectation was they don't speak English. I have the translator, but they speak English over there, so that's nice. And the third one was a Nazarene church, and they don't believe in baptism, the Holy Spirit, and so forth. And yet I spoke about, I didn't know that they are not, they don't believe in prophecy and speaking in tongues, and they're not nonprofit organization. I didn't know that. So I spoke about that, and four young people got baptized in the Holy Spirit even. So it's amazing. So Pastor Ray was glad and happy. It's just hard for him to travel because our travel is like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and New Mexico is 4.5 hours one way. So it's a tedious driving back and forth and all that. So whole day was spent with one tribe, another tribe, and another tribe. But I'm so happy because it's been 3 years of laid off being a missionary, right? And so this is first time be able to have mission again. So I was blessed. And my wife was so happy also that she was able to minister as well and pray for those young kids. So that's my testimony and my trip. So praise God. I give glory and honor to God. So what is the fear of the Lord? Psalms 89:7 says, "You are a God who is greatly to be feared as you preside over the council of holy ones. You are surrounded by trembling one who is overwhelmed with fear and dread, stunned as they stand in awe of you." So by just this verse, awe is reverence. And as a matter of fact, you preach about Joshua and the people when they hid their secret things and devoted things to the Lord. They were like awe in fear as well. They're trembling, they're crying in fear of the Lord. So this is something that we need to understand. What is the fear of the Lord? It's really we are trembling at his word. Amen. Said amen. See, John Revere says, you serve who you fear. Right? If you fear a man or a woman, you serve that man and woman. You serve him or her. And if you fear God, then you will serve God. That's very good. Amen? And here is the six verses, what a kingdom look like. But before I do, I want to read this Psalms 89, I think. Let me read Romans 8:14 first. See, this is says, "For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage or slavery, living to fear again." So this fear caught us in bondage because of the sin that we committed, or committed sin. And so we are in bondage to this fear. But praise be to God, he said, "For you are being led by the Spirit, these sons of God, and by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live." And then he says, "But you have received a spirit of adoptions as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father." So the connection of the authority of the Father of this fear that we are in bondage is now, we are now being released or released because of Jesus Christ, and we can cry out, Abba, Father. Amen? So, I have another one. I just ran across it as I was praying and let me see. I probably will see it here. If not, okay. But in any rate, Psalms 128. Let's do that. And I find it again probably. I just ran across it earlier. So Psalms 128 verses 1-6. It said, "Blessed," say blessed, "is everyone." Blessed is everyone. Each and every one of us, God wants to be blessed. Oh, happy. Is that what we all want in this life? To be happy? As a matter of fact, it's a progression of, happy is the man. It's baraking, okay? Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. That's the qualification that God's give us in order to be blessed. That's the number one thing. Fears, reverence to the Lord. Amen? And then, of course, there is action in that fear of the Lord, who walk in his ways. Someone elaborate that also. Blessed is the one who walk not according, right? We see that in Psalm 1. Who walks not on the ungodly, and the ways of the ungodly, but who walks on the way of the Lord. See, this is amazing, because that's what blessing comes when you have the fear of the Lord. You shall eat the fruit of the land. First of all, it started with man and woman who has the fear of the Lord. And when you have the fear of the Lord, you are blessed, and the work of your hand is blessed. Can you imagine? A lot of people are working and still complaining after their praise. They don't even like their job. See, if you complain, you remain. If you praise, you get raised. See? And they complain about those things. But yet, when you are blessed because you fear the Lord, then the fruit of your labor is blessed and you're happy. That's amazing. As a matter of fact, Paul says, I am happy in every state that I am. So you don't need to leave Virginia because this is a good state. So I am the state of Virginia. I'm happy. Ooh, glory to God. And then he said, you shall be blessed twice. You know, when you study the word of God, when it's repeated words, it's important. So twice he said, you shall be blessed. It shall be well again with you. You eat the fruit of the labors of your hand, it's well with you. It's amazing. There's wellness. You don't have to go to one-time fitness to have wellness or massage. This is something that is so free that God gives to us. Amen. And then in that progression of an individual that fears the Lord, he says, your wife, hey, husband, you're happy? Your wife will be fruitful vine within your house. So in your household, this relationship is well, and you're happy and blessed with your wife or the spouse that you live together in the same house. That's pretty good. Then he says, your children will be like olive shoots around your table. And this is amazing. It's not olive tree because they're children who needs to be raised up in the standard of the fear of the Lord and the ways of the Lord. And that's amazing in the fact that we have just election and probably Youngkin won the election because of the fact that parents needs to be involved in the education of their children. And the education of the Jewish hero is around the table when they eat. The father instructs them how he raised them up. And if he has to work, the mother is the one who carry on the job of raising them up on the way of the Lord and the instruction that they need to go. That's why it's important to educate our children at home. Glory to God. Amen. That's powerful. Hallelujah. Say, behold. Behold. See, thus shall the man be blessed three times. The man or woman who fears the Lord, everyone is blessed. Again, who fears the Lord. It's repeated. Amen. Now, the family is so blessed who fears the Lord. And the progression goes to say, the Lord bless you from Zion. Zion are mentioned as a city of God, the mountain of God, and the temple of God. So in this case, in that progression, when a man who fears the Lord and the family who are together, who are blessed by the Lord, come to the temple of God. That's the progression. It's the temple of God. It's not the mountain of God. It's not the city of God. But the temple of God, they come and the other family come together just like we are here who has the fear of the Lord. Amen. Then the blessings of God are upon us and the people outside see how we work together, how we worship together, how we pray together, how we connect with each other, right? Then this land that we want to conquer together, huh, is the picture of that. What's it look like in the kingdom of God? Wow. You see it? This is the kingdom of God that first comes when you encounter the Lord, and that fear of the Lord and awe in the Lord and the love for God is going forward. And our pastor mentioned about those devoted thing, and we consecrate ourselves to the Lord. That's happened. The blessing of the Lord comes upon you, your children, your wife, your family, and then you go to the church, and this is the picture of who we are. Who will not be attracted to the body of Christ that God left this planet with that kind of picture of blessed, happy, and all this well, healthy, amen? Because the instruction of the Lord is upon us. This is our manual that instructs us how to live. Right? Rise? All right? Amen? So that's the progression. And then you may see the prosperity of Jerusalem, which is our tidewater area, our city. Amen? After all, Jerusalem, what's in the middle of Jerusalem? You don't know that? See? Now you will learn. The middle of Jerusalem is USA. See? It's there. Oh. Jerusalem. J-U-S-A-L-E-M. See? It's amazing. God has put USA to be blessed. Glory to God. You don't see it. It's just revealed in the scripture. All the days of your life, not only today, tonight, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, every day, no matter what's happening in the world today, you are blessed all the days of your life. I mean, that's the picture of the kingdom of God, right? If God is for you, who can be against you? If you are with God, you are majority. That's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I can go anywhere without fear. Because I know whom I fear, I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he is able to deliver me wherever I go, just like God, because Meshach and Abednego. Amen? Praise be to God, because that's what he says. All the days of my life, I just turned 65. Wow. Medicare. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I don't want to see the doctor. I tell everybody that my mom lives up to 99 years of age. I will live up to 99 at least. See, the Bible says in Psalms 91, with long life, I will satisfy you. If you're not satisfied, then die. Yeah. So that's what the Bible says, right? Praise be to God. May you see your children's children. See? God don't have grandchildren, but we have grandchildren. Can you imagine that? Children's children. That's a promise of God. Not only stop from you and your wife and your children, but to your children's children. So God has even given you kind of like become a grand. Wow, grand. Amen. And then peace upon the United States and our nation. Amen. So this is the progression of what God wants to see as far as his kingdom. Start with a man and woman, everyone who fears the Lord, and then your household, your children, and your children, and then the church will be blessed. The church will walk according to his ways in the fear of the Lord. And then, of course, the things that God says, or the pastor says about the consecrated things again and stuff like that. So we are walking that way, and we have a plan. God has a plan and purpose for us that we can reach our city so that our city will be prosperous. I mean, we pray for seven mountains, of course, when we pray. We ought to be involved in those, just like people don't like that we talk about politics, but politics, government is part of that kingdom that we need to conquer. Family, entertainment, right? Media. So those, huh? What else? Education. So those are seven mountains that the devil says, if you bow to me, all this, he put him in the mountain, all this, because it belongs to him. But praise be to God. God has given us the dominion. Just like, I mean, we have studied on dominion before. Let me read you this, Psalms 25. Okay. Who is the man or woman who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. His soul will abide in prosperity. Can you imagine that? Those are the promises that God has said. And his or her descendants will inherit the land. Not only that, the secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. God has a lot of secret. And like your sermon says, I have not seen, ears or heard what God has prepared for those who love him. Right? And yet, those are some of the secrets of the Lord that God prepared. And even Isaiah says, there are treasure that is hidden, not from you or me, but for you. But it's prepared. It's just right there. But it's for us. Unless This is your standing with God. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. My eyes are continually, that's our condition, continually toward the Lord. Amen. So that's our goal, is continually have the Lord in our hearts. He is the center of it all, just like our cell group. That will be the theme. He will be the center of what we do in this body of Christ that we have. Many times over, right now, see, it's the end times message. You hear end times, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, it's so good and well, you know, because Jesus is coming soon. And this vaccine, the currency, just the preparation of the Antichrist and one world government. You got Bitcoin and the currency that's taking place. It's a preparation for that one world government. But no, yes, it's good message. But really the message of the Lord is Hebrews 12, that he will shake the nation, right? And everything that will be shaken, and the only one will stand is the kingdom of God. Amen. It's not we are being fearful of what's going on, but the fear of the Lord will rise up upon us because he is preparing a church that is glorious church without spot or wrinkle, that has devoted the things to the Lord, the consecrated things to the Lord that our pastor preached last Sunday, so we can be a holy church, a royal priesthood that he designed to have before he come, because he's coming for that church, for his body, his bride, who is not married or connected with somebody else. We ought to be faithful to him. Amen? Praise God. One more minute, right? So praise be to God. I have three minutes extra because my team, the HEAT, Harvest Evangelism Activation Team, will stay for prayer. We will not have our lesson tonight. And just like Esther says, we'll have a teaching moment for them. Amen. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. See? Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. That's him, is the one whom we need to fear. And as a church, as a body, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. After all, judgment begins in the house of God. Amen. So praise be to God. And in our evangelism team, since I was coming in holy weeks, Mike is great in taking the fork for me and holding the fork for me. And so we will continue with the way of the master. And we give stimulus for everyone. You want $1 trillion stimulus? You don't need to go to Congress. We have it. So that's available. We will go to your teaching on the way of the master. After all, it's the way of the master. How can we go wrong? Right? And of course, that's a long presentation of the gospel, but we also encounter people that we can just do it in 1 minute witness, okay? Or a testimony that we can share. Or a prayer that we can ask for prayer and say, can we pray for you? Or what miracle you want God to do for you tonight or today? And with that prayer, now open up the gospel to them, right? And here is one that I always use as a missionary. And I give it to those people. That's just, as a matter of fact, I give one of this to one of the youths in the Navajo tribe. And first, I said, this one here is God, let's say, okay? God, in the beginning, created the heavens and the earth, right? He has no beginning, he has no end. God, in the beginning, created the heavens and the earth. So this is representing God. Put it there. And I said, this represents man. Man was created in the image of God, right? That's why almost the same. In his image, God created man in his own image, right? And they have fellowship one with another in the cool of the day, and they were together. But unfortunately, God has given man a choice, And that's the problem. He could have just said, you love me for the rest of your life, there's no problem. But the choice is given to us. We're not robot that came, but choice is given. And yet there's one that came, which is the devil, right? Or sin, enter in and separate us from him, right? That becomes a problem. Wow. It's a problem for me to put it together. Okay. So, there it is. It's separated. But since I'm doing this, let me ask you a question. Some of you might probably know it when I asked this question before. If you know it, don't answer it yet. But those of you who never heard me ask this question, I'm asking you a question. Who is the powerful man who ever lived in this planet Earth? Who is the most powerful man who ever lived in this planet Earth? Answer me. I'm asking a question. Jesus, except Jesus. Okay, he's a God-man. Okay. Huh? Samson. Wow, that's powerful. As a matter of fact, I did that in Arizona. I'm standing in those two rocks. I said, I'm Samson. Yeah. I have a post in Facebook. Yeah. Samson, that's correct. Okay. Is it Hitler? Is it King Nebuchadnezzar? Is it the China chairman? Who else? Anybody? Okay. Who? Adam. Adam. My wife heard me say that. Yes. See, you said, you should have said Achan. Can you imagine Achan, because of his sin, Joshua and his men cannot even conquer Ai, who is just a small city, with all this power that they conquered as other tribes, many than Ai. Why? Because of Achan's sin, that they hid those devoted things unto the Lord, right? But here is Adam, the most powerful man who ever lived in the COVID. Is Adam. You could probably say maybe the works of COVID, whoever invented COVID, because that COVID virus affected millions of people all around the world. That's powerful. Hitler killed a lot of Jews, millions. He is powerful. But Adam is the most powerful man who ever lived. Why? One man sin entered to this world. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No one is accepted. Even a child who grew up, you don't even have to teach him how to lie or to cheat. He has his hand on the jar. And he said, I don't do it. Right? Because of this one man, all have sinned. Billions of people. And even those who are yet to be born will be born sinners. One man is so powerful. But praise be to God, I close this with this one. But the most powerful of all is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the God-man, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for each one of us. He shed his blood on Calvary cross. That's probably in Romans chapter 5 or 4. You can read it. With one man, sin entered into the world. But with one man who died on the cross and shed his blood, just like the bondage of fear, and we can cry out, Abba, Father, because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross so that we can be restored again to our Lord and Savior, to our Father, that we can cry out, Abba, Father. See? Jesus Christ, who know no sin, 2 Corinthians 5:21, who know no sin, he becomes sin for us so that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's power. Sin, Jesus Christ, broken, the sin of one man, and yet the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So, Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that you instill to us the reverent awe and fear of who you are as our Father. And with that is the authority that comes. Because when Noah, after the flood, you said, be fruitful and multiply and have dominion. And even you said to them that the fear will be upon you of all the animals, of all the creatures that is in the world. There is fear in them that you have placed. And yet because of sin, we become fearful of them. But praise be to God, the restoration of all things. One day, we will sit with the cobra. We will sit with the lion. And they will not harm us because of that which you have given us. The restoration of all things. And start right here in our hearts to be restored. Because we want you. We want you to come in and restore us again to the Father so that we can have this fellowship. And for those who hear me tonight, this is, if that's your situation, come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, who know no sin, become sin for you and me, so that we become right again, right standing with the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.